happen. And so I am proud to represent the next congressional representative from CD 13, Charlie Crist.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, first, I want to thank you, Ken and Janet and Reverend Murphy. Thank you for your kind words and your prayer. It's an honor to be here. And it is truly a beautiful day. I am thankful to God for this day. And I am thankful to the Florida Supreme Court for having the wisdom to do the right thing and have fair districts again. It's an important ruling. We have a problem in Washington. There's no question about it. Washington does not listen to the people. Unfortunately, Washington bickers with itself. How we do, Kevin, all right? All they do is argue all day long. They can't even pick a House Speaker right now. It is a dysfunctional body, unfortunately, and we need change. And the real problem with Washington is that they fail to listen. They fail to listen to the people. I have always tried to listen to the people. I don't always get it right, but I always try to listen, even when it's hard. I listened to the people when I stood with President Obama to help our economy get back on track. I wasn't popular with my former party, but because I listened, it was the right thing to do. I've listened to the people when it comes to women's health care. And while as governor, I vetoed a bill that would have taken away some of their right to make their own decisions about their health. I listened to the people when it comes to teachers and education. It's also why I vetoed another bill that would have hurt hardworking public school teachers. I think it's important to always listen to the people. That will be a hallmark of this campaign. Hopefully it's been a hallmark of my career. I want to make sure that as we announce for Congress, as I announce for Congress today, and I should tell you, where's Carol?
Yes.
It's Carol's birthday today. So happy birthday, sweetheart. 29 years old again. But it's a momentous occasion, really for me and my family. My father, Dr. Crist, served on the Pinellas County School Board. I had three sisters. I have two now, sadly losing Margaret this year, but Margaret was a public school teacher here in Pinellas County. My youngest sister, Kathy, is still in education here in Pinellas County. She formerly taught at Southside Fundamental. Margaret had taught at Bay Point Junior High, back when they called them junior high schools. I went to Bay Vista near Pinellas Point and Bay Point Junior High and Riviera and St. Petersburg High School. This is home. And that's one of the main reasons I'm so grateful to be here today. And to run for Congress from my home of St. Petersburg, Florida and Pinellas County is very important and personal to me. It really is. And as Janet said, it's like a calling. And public service is in my heart. I can't help it. I guess that's fairly obvious. But you know, somebody has to step up and somebody has to lead. And Pinellas County deserves a megaphone in the nation's capital.
Yes.
And what the Supreme Court, I'm sure, will do shortly and bring Pinellas County back together is so important, whether you're talking about education, and we should talk about that. There are five elementary schools not far from where we are right here that have suffered. And I want to give a shout out also to Kathy Castor and what she has done to call for a national review of what's happened in these schools, to get them on a better track so that the students have the learning opportunity that they deserve. The teachers get the support that they should have. I want to talk about the environment. It's very important to me, and I know it's very important to Pinellas County and our whole state, but climate change is real. Some people don't see that, but I understand that it is. And Pinellas County is a prime example of it. We are a peninsula on the peninsula of Florida, and that makes us very susceptible to rising sea level. Social Security is an important issue. Medicare, you know, why we don't have cost of living increases for Social Security is unbelievable to me. You know, and why in Medicare we can't negotiate prescription drug costs doesn't make any sense to me at all. We can do it at the VA, but we can't do it for Medicare. These things have to change. The people's will must be done. And these issues affect Pinellas County directly. And all of these relate to our economy. You know, when you talk about education, you talk about the environment, particularly in Florida and Pinellas County specifically, the environment is inextricably linked to our economy. whether you're talking about hotels or restaurants or anybody in those kinds of industries, their jobs depend on us protecting our state and protecting this beautiful county we live in. So that's why I'm running for the United States Congress. I need your help. I need you to be on board. Please come to charliechrist.com if you can. It's going to take a lot of hard work, a lot of time, but it'll be a joyful experience, and I really look forward to it. So God bless you all for being here. Thank you for your time, and let's go win this thing. Thank you so much. Thank you.